Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette, bullying, to handling pet peeves. Also, we remind you to initiate acts of kindness. If you are listening live, call 917-889-7821. And here is your host, communication and socialization expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Hello, once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. As you could hear the song that played during the beginning of our show, it's all about mothers. So you are welcome to join us live as well. If you are wanting to remember your mother or your grandmother or your godmother, certainly feel free to, you can call in. The number is 917-889-7821. And you can send us an email if you'd like at etiquettelady@gmail.com. Now, I realize that Mother's Day was last Sunday. Of course, that's according to the calendar. But for those of us whose mother or godmother, grandmother who has actually passed on, we remember them and celebrate them every day. So certainly wanted to take this time this evening to salute and to celebrate and just to talk about, discuss what makes our mothers so special. And listen, according to Webster's Dictionary, mother is a female parent, okay? But you know what? We know that that role is so much broader. A teacher, nurturer, counselor, doctor, advisor, nurse, chauffeur. I mean, should I go on? Because I can. But I'm going to bring on someone very special to me. Hello. Lonnie?
Yes.
Well, hello. Happy Sunday to you.
Yeah, happy Sunday to you as well.
Thank you so much. Well, this is a special show. This is my brother, and he is co-hosting with me this evening. I'm just so glad to have him on. And, of course, you know, I mentioned a moment ago that Mother's Day, according to the calendar, was last week. Okay, and we had another Mother's Day show. This is part two, but this one is so special because we're going to have an opportunity to just talk about our mom for a while. And, of course, we know she was a very, very, very dear and special lady. And just sort of beginning the show, of course, I want to just kind of talk about, as part of us saluting to her, of course, her name was Verna. And, Lonnie, as you know, Verna was certainly our etiquette role model. Since this is an etiquette show, she was certainly, you know, our first etiquette role model. And, of course, a few months ago during Black History Month, I spoke about one of the first Black social etiquette trainers in America. But, of course, we know that Mom was our first etiquette skills trainer. And, of course, you know, she taught us how to have exceptional manners. She made sure that when we went out in public, we knew how to act and react. And, of course, we had to be properly groomed. And, of course, if we didn't act correctly, Lonnie, what was generally the consequence? Yeah, usually there was a consequence, usually. So I think we learned pretty quick how to act correctly. Would you agree?
I agree with that wholeheartedly because I had many of those consequences.
So not only, of course, did she teach us how, you know, to have manners or to be socially savvy, but she also possessed them as well. So, in other words, she did not just talk the talk, but she also walked the walk as well. And, of course, we knew she was a social butterfly herself, too, wasn't she?
Well, to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
She never overdid it, but
mm-hmm.
you know, she did her thing mostly in the church, but she didn't overdo it.
Right. And she loved, you know, she loved hosting events. And, of course, she loved traveling as well, right?
Absolutely. There's not too many places that good old mom hadn't been.
Right.
As you know, I don't have to tell you, but, you know, as being retired military, I was all over the place, and guess what? She was right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, she was.
She's been in the world as I have.
Yeah, and I recall when she was, I believe, going to Germany, I think I just started a new job, so I wasn't able to go, and I certainly hate that. I should have told them, listen, I'll see you in 30 days, because she ended up taking the two grandchildren in my place, and you remember that?
Yeah, matter of fact, I think she stayed there for almost 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So she certainly had a good time.
Yeah. So I certainly hate I missed that. And, boy, if I could roll back the clock, I would have gone on that trip. And I guess the grandkids would not have, huh? But so I'm sure they're grateful. Sure, they must be grateful.
Thanking you for not being available.
I'm sure. I am so sure. And, but of course, mom was very, she was very strict, but she was very fair. And I guess I, being one of the children who really followed instructions, I mean, she could tell me one time and I would do it. But I think you had a different story. Maybe, right?
We don't have to talk about that story. Yeah, I was very mischievous, but I knew exactly how far to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could be locally mischievous, but I never did anything that was earth-shattering or, you know, doing
mm-hmm.
people wrong or anything. So that guidance was just embedded in my heart, so I couldn't do that.
Mhm. Yeah, yeah, and you know, by her being a single parent, she really, I mean, you know, we very much respected her, and you know what she said when she laid down the rules, those were the rules, and you know, we didn't challenge her because we knew not to do that. You know, that's respect. And I think that's one of the main things that's missing as part of parenting nowadays. Is I think oftentimes a lot of parents, especially younger parents, are so busy trying to be their children's friend instead of their children's parents. And, you know, because I hear people say, oh, she just doesn't respect me, or she doesn't believe me when I said, you know, she's going to get in trouble. It's like, really? Really? And, I mean, we never heard that conversation because we knew, I mean, if she said, you know, don't go somewhere, don't do this or do this, and that pretty much was it. I mean, it was not up for debate. You know, nowadays a lot of these parents are debating. You know, I can be in the store and I can hear a parent debating with a six-year-old child, going back and forth explaining to them why they cannot have a certain item, and the child falls out and just starts screaming. And I'm thinking, really? So, but
Ernestine, your sister-in-law and I were discussing that very same thing today. And it's not so much, well, you have to accredit, you have to say it as part of the generations as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
we came generations, what said is that's what is going to happen, period. There's no debate. If mom said this, that's gospel. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a debate. But see, nowadays with the new generation and that, well, they have a debate with their child. Well, what do you think? And this, that, and the other. And that's just totally unacceptable, but that's that generation. It's something I feel that there's nothing we can do about it at this point, and actually it's getting worse, and you can see that if you turn on the news every day. It's something missing
mm-hmm.
there, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then I know it does also have to do with, you know, a lot of the, you know, the electronic capabilities, the social media, the, and, you know, their reality shows. But I call them fake reality shows because, you know, most of those shows are so fake and they're so staged, but yet, you know, especially when you see young people that are viewing these shows, they have the tendency to believe just because they're on TV that they're true. And, you know, it's really, really sad because a lot of the respect has really, like you said, it's gone by the wayside. You know, I can't see myself having a debate with a child. You know, we're just not going to do that, especially when it comes to their behavior. And I do understand as well that, you know, as part of the parenting piece that, you know, you cannot teach what you haven't learned. And there are a lot of younger, you know, parents that are younger and younger. And if they didn't learn it, then, I mean, what do they have to pass on?
That's fact. I think your sister-in-law said entitlement.
Oh, well, sure. That has a lot to do with it. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That does play a part as well. And unfortunately, you know, just, well, I'm going to do it just because I can or I am or, you know, nothing's going to happen, you know, because I've heard conversations like that coming from children. Well, mom's not going to do anything, you know. Dad's not going to do anything about it. Look at them like, really? Okay. But anyway.
Donna, growing up, when I was growing up, I felt like I did not want to disappoint my mother. And being the only girl, you know, that was the way I lived my life. I wanted to make sure she was always proud of me. Kids don't have that now. They're not looking to, you know, make their parents proud. But that's how I lived my life. I wanted to make sure everything I did made her proud.
Yeah. That's a great point because, no, you don't hear that anymore. So, you know, I guess at this point it's up to us to share, and that's why I'm glad we're having this conversation and listeners that, you know, are listening. It's up to us, the ones that do it and, you know the proper, you know, behavior. We have to share these things with, you know, other children and other parents as well, especially younger parents. You know, we have to share it because oftentimes they just don't know if they weren't trained or if they didn't grow up with these types of values. And like you were saying, you just wanted, that was just you wanted to make your mom proud and you wanted to do the right thing so that she would be pleased. And I think that's pretty critical because, you know, if you ask a lot of children today, they'll think, well, what's their first thought? Well, I want to make sure I'm pleased. That's what I want to do, you know? So that could come, you know, to the sense of entitlement or the sense of it's me, you know, it's all about me. And it's not. So we have to really, really, really make sure that we, you know, we parent and oftentimes that, you know, a lot of kids may think, oh, well, you're just being mean or that's being mean. No, that's just trying to give you some, you know, discipline so you can learn respect. Because children, you know, they act out generally for the simple fact is they want rules and they want structure. And oftentimes they act out in order to receive some type of structure. And so, you know, so we'll have to share this kind of information with, you know, with other parents and grandparents and children as well.
Well, we have two daughters, and we are just so blessed that they're good mothers. And I think it just comes from the way that Lonnie and I were raised. So So we showed that example, and the girls just went from there. But they're awesome mothers.
And you know, when you say that, it's so funny because I know I would hear, you know, just kind of having conversations, and you're talking about, you know, how you were raised or how you were parented, and a lot of times it's, oh, my mom, she was so strict. I'm never going to be like that with my children. I'm thinking to myself, okay, if it worked for you, really, it worked for you, and you know, you're not crazy, and you know, you're contributing to society. So why would you not also use those same techniques with your children? Have you heard people say that? I'm not going to act like my mom. She was too mean. Really?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I would just believe that, you know, whatever worked, taking the positive things that worked for you, and certainly you want to recycle that and use that, you know, on your children. And so that's, you know, that's a lot to think about. So, and in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are remembering our mom. You're welcome to either call in and talk about your mom or your grandmother or your godmother. If you'd like, we would be more than happy to have you join us. We're going to take a really quick break right now, and we will be right
back. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Mom and Dad, would you like to give your daughter a fun and memorable birthday party? Why not give her an etiquette party? Your daughter and her friends will learn how to be socially savvy, and you can select the topics you would like to include. From dining skills to posture and poise, to skincare and beauty, or just how to be a young lady, you can decide what will be best for her. For additional information and to book your party, go to www.pagesetiquette.com. These etiquette parties are available for other occasions as well. Your daughter will thank you and remember this one-of-a-kind party forever. www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Let's party.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 917-889-7821. Now back to the show.
Okay. We are back. We are remembering Mom. I have on the line with me as well my brother Lonnie, my sister-in-law Ernestine, and we're just talking about some parenting tips that when we were growing up and how to instill those same types of values and respect in our children to make sure as they parent their children as well. So Lonnie, listen, of course, let's talk a little bit more about Mom. Of course, she was the eldest of 12 siblings, right?
Well, she was the second oldest. Rosetta, your Aunt Rosetta was the oldest.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right. And she passed very early on, right?
Yes, she passed at a very early age.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember her. I don't think I had a chance to remember her at all. And so when she passed, and that left Mom as being the eldest at that point, right?
Yep, she was the one.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And she attended a very talk. I think, I don't know if we talked about her being a nurse, but of course, we know that she attended a very prestigious nursing school. In fact, she was one of the one of few blacks that were actually in this school, and she did obtain a degree in nursing and worked very hard. But she was sort of like our Harriet Tubman of the family, right, as well, when it came to her siblings, right?
Yes, you're right. She was, you know, as well, of course we know, but mom was from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it because you would eat well. I mean, everything mm-hmm. was fresh, great. It was fantastic. But when mom moved to Indianapolis, all her siblings passed through. Basically, she was the Harriet Tubman of the 20th century as far as her siblings are concerned, because the majority of her siblings channeled right through Indianapolis, some of which stayed with us for a period of time before they moved on, got their own places, and developed their own families. So she was basically 20th century Harriet Tubman when it came to her family. And it was just the great thing, which made us closer to our aunts and uncles as well. But they had so much respect for her, you would think that they were their parents, as much respect as it was fantastic.
Absolutely.
It makes you very proud to even talk about your mother in that way, you know. And like I say, even though I was very mischievous, I paid the price for it too. But it makes you feel very proud to just look back and see the things that she actually did that goes unnoticed and no one talks about it. And not even when mom was alive, you know, people, you know, you didn't really, that was the norm. That's what was expected. You know, that was the norm. So you didn't really make no big thing of it. We can make a big thing of it now because, like I say, you have all the cell phones and computers and laptops and all. We didn't have that back then. Our cell phone was half a block down the street in a rural dial that you place a dime in if you wanted some privacy. That was our cell phone.
Wow, you sound old.
No, I'm very young.
Okay, I know. But you're I know what you're speaking of is with technology. I mean, there was no technology, you know, back then.
Yeah.
You know, we used typewriters and those kinds of things, you know, as well, and did, you know, quite well. And of course, you know, people say, oh boy, those were the good old days. And then, you know, younger people say, man, how'd you get things done if you didn't have technology? You know, it's kind of funny that you think about that. Right, exactly. So, but yeah, but she was definitely, you know, she was just a phenomenal person and a parent as well. And like we said, you know, she worked very, very hard. I think I mentioned on the last show, I remember by her being a nurse, I recall she was always working a lot of times, you know, on the holidays. And the holiday for me, I think the biggest holiday was Christmas. And I remember asking her, why does she have to go to work on Christmas when a lot of my other friends, their mom didn't have to go to work on Christmas? So she I remember her telling me, I was probably 7 or 8 years old, I think. I remember she said that, well, you know, when people are sick, they don't get well just on that one holiday, so I don't have to go to work. So they're still sick, so I go and I have to go and care for them. So that helped me to understand because, you know, before then I was like, wow, why? And I was a little girl, so I didn't know. And why do you have to go to work? So when she explained it in that manner, I thought, oh, okay. So, you know, the people who were sick on the holidays, you know, they still needed care as well. So that's how I understood that, you know, at that point. Mm-hmm. So, and I remember, too, one of Mom's favorite songs, of course, was This Little Light of Mine. Remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that may not be familiar with that, it was called This Little Light of Mine, and the lyrics, some of the lyrics were, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. Let It Shine, Let It Shine, Let It Shine. And then Everywhere I Go, I'm going to Let It Shine. Everywhere I Go, I'm going to Let It Shine. Everywhere I Go, I'm going to Let It Shine. Let It Shine, Let It Shine, Let It Shine. Now, I would sing it, but I would, you know, have to have you guys go ahead and buy your tickets because, you know, my concert, and if I sing it, I'm just going to tell you some of the lyrics.
Okay, yeah, we appreciate it.
And then again, one of the other verses, all up in my house, I'm going to let it shine. All up in my house, I'm going to let it shine. All up in my house, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Out there in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Out there in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Out there in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine.
Yay,
so, and
thank
I know
you.
She, yeah, that was beautiful, huh? but yeah, she that was her favorite song. And she certainly did. Everywhere she went, she let it shine. You know, she let her light shine. And when she walked into a room, you know, she lit up the room. And it just beautiful. And Ernestine, are you still with us?
Yes, I was thinking about you. Your mom had a lot of sisters, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know it was a couple of them that I had met before they passed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to ask you to tell me a little bit more about her sisters.
Yes. Well, I know that, Lonnie, you want to talk a little more about some of our aunts?
I am not that old. But anyway.
Well.
And, you know, I loved all my aunts.
Mm-hmm.
But each of them pretty much had their own little, you know, their own little niche that, you know, that they dealt with. And it was just so beautiful. I mean, you could tell, once again, I'm proud of my heritage because I love that they came up in the country, because that's what instilled different things into me to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, you're from the country, this, that, and the other. No, country people have values, and they hold values to you know, the highest level. But we had the twins, as the Aunt Thelma and Aunt Velma.
Mm-hmm.
We had Aunt Irene, which was my favorite, and she's not my favorite because she used to give me those 50-cent pieces every time she comes see Mom. But it certainly helped to become my favorite. Our Aunt Hazel is, bless her heart, she's still alive, and and she just sweet as she can be. She's always been just been a beautiful flower, you know. She just blooms like that. Everyone she speaks with at any time, she's just a beautiful person. And I think I got everybody. I got everybody, didn't I?
Right, yeah, that's four sisters. Right, and the oldest sister passed.
Yeah, Ernie's saying the sister-in-law, her sister-in-laws.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But and again,
I met a couple of them. They were.
Go ahead and speak up, man.
I have met a couple of your aunts, but they were your mother's sister-in-laws, and they were beautiful women. Uncle Joe's wife.
Aunt Helen.
Yeah, she was beautiful. Herb. And what is?
Aunt Veronica.
Aunt Veronica.
So, you know, I keep forgetting Ernie's been around longer than what I thought.
Those were the two. I'm pretty impressed with those ladies because, you know, they were your mother's sister-in-laws, but they had the same personalities like your mom. Old school, affected them right away.
And in fact, talking about Aunt Veronica, of course, our cousin Brian was unable to be with us this evening due to an obligation with his church. But he did submit a scripture text that reminds him of his precious mother, Veronica. So I think this would be a great time to go ahead and share that. One comes from Psalms 115 and 16, and that's precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. And then 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16, and the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us who remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so those were a couple of scriptures that reminded him of his precious mom, which is our Aunt Veronica. And so those were beautiful, and I certainly definitely wanted to share those on his behalf. And
the reason why Aunt Veronica was so close, we only lived like four blocks away from them. And so we came up together, and you'd never see her without a smile. She was just a special person, man. She's just so sweet and so nice. There's no way to explain it. It was it felt like just an original part of our family again, because Aunt Veronica and Uncle Eustace stayed so close to us, so we were there several times a week. You know, or they were at our place, so it was just a beautiful thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, we at this point should talk about her brothers as well. Of course, Aunt Veronica was married to her brother Ulysses.
Yep.
And then the other brother was Uncle Joe, we mentioned, and Helen. And then, of course, LT.
Yep.
And Johnny. Now, Uncle Johnny, that's the oldest brother, is that right?
Yeah, he was, I think he was a year or two younger than Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the oldest male, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, then the youngest was Jacob, right? The youngest brother.
Yes, that was my buddy, Jacob. But it was, and they were all, they had their own little uniqueness in their own little way, you know. It's just some beautiful people, man. I'm not saying that because it's my family. I'm saying it because it was true.
Beautiful, genuine, kind.
Yes.
Wonderful. So, Ernestine.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you, let's talk a little bit about your mom.
My mom
has passed on as well. Yeah, we knew you wanted to please her, and that made you a good girl.
I tell you, it was one thing that always stuck in my head. My mother said you could be born a female, but that didn't make you a lady. So when I see young girls today, you know, they talk about me at work because I'm always pulling somebody aside and telling them about their dress or, you know, just the way they're speaking. But that was the way I was raised, because a young lady is something you learn to be. You're not a young lady just because you're a female. And so I explain this to these girls. You know, I try to explain it to them. And I'm just so thankful that the two girls that we have are ladies.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a blessing in itself. You know? But my mom had, it was five of them, so it was four girls and a boy. And my mother was the baby, and she was the one that, she always kept the family intact. So it was just crazy, because her being the baby, you would think, you know, they wouldn't listen to what she said, but all of them listened to her. But she always had that wisdom about herself, you know. She always was going to try to help everybody. So I think I picked up that trait from her, because that's what I do. If I see, especially when these kids out here that just going the wrong way, I try to talk to them and put them on the right path in life. So that's what we have to do. When you were talking earlier, we don't have enough of that anymore, because the kids nowadays feel like they're entitled to everything. And That's not the way the world should be. You know, you got to work for what you get and appreciate it. But they feel like, well, you just need to give it to them. So I see a lot of that because I work for Chrysler, and I do a lot of the new hire. And when the kids come in there, you know, they feel like, well, you know, you owe me this. Well, I explain to them, no, we don't. And this should be taken at home. But I see a lot of it's not. And you had a good point there. It's because kids are raising kids. So that's why we see this. But we have to do better as a generation to get them back on the right track. We have to do better.
Right. And because it really is our job. A lot of times people say, well, I raised mine, so, you know, you raise yours, I raised mine. But, you know, we're all each other's keepers, or we're supposed to be anyway.
Well, if you remember when we were kids, you know, the neighborhood raised you. Because, you know, whatever went on at school or whatever, but, you know, on your way home, all the neighbors knew about it before you got home. And that didn't, that thing, it was good.
Well, it's village.
Absolutely.
That's what it means.
Takes a village. Right.
Takes a village.
Right. And you mentioned the neighborhood, but nowadays, you know, we're doing good if we know more than one or two neighbors on our block.
That's right.
And right, yeah, and something's wrong with that picture. It really is. Something is really wrong there. So, but yeah, we have to all step up and try to help out. And one thing that you said, Ernie, that I like in the beginning when you just started talking about your mom and what you do, you said you pull people to the side. You pull the kids to the side. And that was really, really, that was so on point because, you know, we like to, you know, or we should praise in public but reprimand and try to redirect in private. So that was excellent so that, you know, we don't embarrass anybody because some people do that. Some people say, oh, girl, why you have that on today? You look crazy. You need to go home and all of that. So, and that's out of order. So, yeah, to pull them to the side, that was really key. And, yeah. And then also what you talked about, just because you were born female doesn't make you a lady. And that's so funny. It's because I actually wrote an article called What Does It Take to Make Someone a Young Lady? And the very opening line was just because you were born female does not automatically make you a young lady. So, let's talk about what does. just gave that out last week to a group of girls.
And but not so, just the girls. Some of these boys, they just need some direction. I had a young man last week, and he came into the building, and he had his hood on. And I called him, you know, into my office, and I said, baby, this is a place of business. And so he said, okay. I said, so take your hood off. And he said, my hair is not combed. I said, well, it's okay. Tomorrow when you come in, have your hair combed. But today, take your hood off because it is a place of business. And as he walked out, you know what he said to me? Thank you very much. And I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He just needed some guidance at that moment because he probably did not know that it's not proper to be this way. He probably didn't know. No one's ever told him that.
That's right. And that's excellent. That's excellent because you took the time to do that.
The village. It takes a village to raise it.
Mm-hmm. And but you know, like you said, it's not just the girls. And actually, alongside that article, there was one called "Learn to Be a Gentleman While You're Still Young." So they're both on the same sheet. So I tell them if it's a group of girls, share that article about the boys with your brothers. And if it's a group of boys that receive that handout, share it with your sister if you have a sister and let her read the young lady. So, that's excellent. But, we have to take the time, them, and not just, you know, assume that they're being defiant. But like you just said, she didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so that makes a huge huge difference. Well, wow. Well, this has been a great conversation and remembering our moms. And those of you out there just listening, listen. You know, I'm so glad you had an opportunity to tune in. This has been great. And like I said initially, you know, Mother's Day really is every day, you know. And definitely, let me say this to you that are listening. You know, encourage some mothers. Help some mothers because they, you know, it's a job. I mean, don't listen to Webster talking about a female parent. You know, we know it's much, much more than just being a female parent. You know, sometimes it's a mother and dad rolled into one. And, of course, you know, so much more. You know, we nurture the kids and teach them and advise them and, you know, play taxi cab driver or chauffeur and nurse and counselor and any others did I miss? Because there's a whole bunch. Ernestine, what else? What did I miss? Is there a whole bunch of roles? There's a bunch of roles.
But a lot of times you have to be a mother. Just because you didn't birth the child doesn't mean you can't be a mother to them. And that's what I think every day, you know, you see a kid out there and you see them going in the wrong direction, it's okay to give them some motherly love. It don't have to be your child.
That's right. And that is really important. I'm glad you mentioned that. We did talk a little bit about that on the last show about, you know, mother being a mother is not just, you know, like you said, you know, having biological children. You know, if you're advising or instructing or directing, you know, a child, and you're mothering them, you are, you know, actually, you know, you're supporting them. You're helping to mold them. And so, you know, you could be, you know, an adoptive parent or an auntie in that role. And there are a lot of grandmothers nowadays. In fact, we were talking about that this morning in our Sunday school class. We're talking about a lot of, there's so many grandmothers that are actually in the role as the mother, that they're actually, you know, raising their grandchildren. And so, you know, that is definitely a challenge for them. So, like you said, if you, you know, offer to help or to be of assistance, that's really, really important. Well, in case you all just joined us, you joined us a little late, that's okay. We've been talking about, we've been actually saluting and celebrating our mothers. And it's been wonderful. I know you all do, as I do. If your mom has passed on, think about her every day. And so we want you to certainly, you know, help. If you see a parent that is struggling or a mom that is struggling, offer to help her. Don't just say what she's not doing right, but help to help her to, you know, have some structure, or just offer to help, and just whatever you can do. Sometimes they just need a helping hand, and you know, to help them out. But anyway, as we wrap up, do you guys have anything in closing that you would like to share?
No, I think you and Ernestine really covered it.
Okay, very good. Very good. Ernestine, you have anything you would like to say in closing?
No, I just want to thank you for allowing us to participate. This was a very good conversation. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure. And you know, unfortunately, we a lot of our other cousins and could not, or sister, you know, did not have an opportunity to join us, but I'm sure they tuned in. But anyway, I want to just say thanks again, everyone, for supporting our show and for listening. Again, if you are listening out there for the first time, thank you. If you are a loyal listener who tunes in each week, we're so glad that you're a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. And I have to apologize. We were so into this conversation. I did not go over any of the emails. I am so sorry. Charge it to my head, not my heart. I apologize, but I will cover those emails next week. Again, I apologize for that. But anyway, thank you all for tuning in each week. Again, we're glad that you are a part of our What is Etiquette. Anyway, family, listen, if you have an etiquette question or a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, just please be sure to let us know, and we'll see what we can do. Tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time, okay? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Initiate a random act of kindness this week. I also want to leave you with this thought. Just feel good about yourself. Be considerate of others and be the best that you can be. Okay? Thanks again for tuning in. Tune in next week. Good night, take care, and God bless. out with another tribute.
Discuss another exciting topic.